Haggai. Chapter 1. In the second year of Darius the king, 3605 AH 437 BC, in the sixth month, Elul, August, September. On the first day of the month, the word of the Lord Jehovah came by Haggai Festive, the prophet, to Zerubbabel, descended from Babylon, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, Jehovah saves, the son of Jozadak, the high priest, saying, "This is what the Lord Jehovah of hosts, armies, multitudes, says. These people say, the time has not come, the time that the Lord's Jehovah's house temple should be built." Then the word of the Lord Jehovah came by Haggai the prophet, saying, "Is it time for you, O you, to live in your houses with ceilings, and this house temple lies in waste? Now therefore this is what the Lord Jehovah of hosts, armies, multitudes, says. Consider your ways. You have sown much, and bring in little, you eat, but you do not have enough. You drink, but you are not filled with drink, you put on clothes, but no one is warm. And he who earns wages to put it into a bag with holes. This is what the Lord Jehovah of hosts, armies, multitudes, says. Consider your ways. Go up to the mountain, and bring wood, and build the house temple, and I will take pleasure in it, and I will be glorified, says the Lord Jehovah. You looked for much, and, indeed, it came to little. And when you brought it home, I blew upon it. Why? Says the Lord Jehovah of hosts, armies, multitudes. Because of my house, temple, that is waste, and every man of you runs to his own house. Therefore the heaven over you has withheld its dew, and the earth has withheld her fruit. And I called for a drought upon the land, and upon the mountains, and upon the corn, and upon the new wine, and upon the oil, and upon that which the ground brings forth, and upon men, and upon cattle, and upon all the labor of the hands." Then Zerubbabel the son of Shealtiel, and Joshua the son of Jozadak, the high priest, with all the remnant of the people, obeyed the voice of the Lord Jehovah their God, and the words of Haggai the prophet, as the Lord Jehovah their God had sent him, and the people feared before the Lord Jehovah. Then Haggai the Lord's Jehovah's messenger in the Lord's message spoke to the people, saying, "I am with you, says the Lord Jehovah." And the Lord stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and the spirit of Joshua the son of Jozadak, the high priest, and the spirit of all the remnant of the people. And they came and worked in the house, temple, of the Lord Jehovah of hosts, armies, multitudes, their God. 15. On the 24th day of the sixth month, Elul, August, September. In the second year of Darius the king, 3605 AH 437 BC.
Haggai chapter 2. In the seventh month, Tishri, September, October. On the 21st day of the month, the word of the Lord Jehovah came by the prophet Haggai, saying, "Speak now to Zerubbabel the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua the son of Jozadak, the high priest, and to the remainder of the people, saying, Who is left among you who saw this house temple in her first glory? And how do you see it now? Is it not in your eyes in comparison of it is nothing? Yet now be strong, O Zerubbabel, says the Lord Jehovah. And be strong, O Joshua, son of Jozadak, the high priest, and be strong, all you people of the land, says the Lord Jehovah, and work, because I am with you, says the Lord Jehovah of hosts. According to the word that I covenanted with you when you came out of Egypt, so my spirit remains among you. Do not be afraid, because this is what the Lord Jehovah of hosts, armies, multitudes, says. Yet once, it is a little while, and I will shake the heavens, and the earth, and the sea, and the dry land. And I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations will come, and I will fill this house temple with glory, says the Lord Jehovah of hosts, armies, multitudes. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, says the Lord Jehovah of hosts, armies, multitudes. The glory of this latter house temple shall be greater than of the former, says the Lord Jehovah of hosts, armies, multitudes. And in this place I will give peace, says the Lord Jehovah of hosts, armies, multitudes. On the 24th day of the ninth month, Kislev, November, December. In the second year of Darius, 3005 AH, 437 BC, the word of the Lord, Jehovah, came by Haggai the prophet, saying, "This is what the Lord, Jehovah, of hosts, armies, multitudes, says. Ask now the priests concerning the law, saying, If one carries holy meat in the skirt of his clothing, and with his skirt he touches bread, or pottage, or wine, or oil, or any meat, shall it be holy?" And the priests answered and said, "No." Then Haggai said, "If one that is unclean because of a dead body that touches any of these, shall it be unclean?" And the priests answered and said, "It shall be unclean." Then Haggai answered, and said, "So is this people, and so is this nation before me, says the Lord Jehovah. And so is every work of their hands, and that which they offer there is unclean. And now, I ask you, consider from this day forward, from before a stone was laid upon a stone in the temple of the Lord Jehovah. Since those days were, when one came to a heap of 20 measures, there were but 10, when one came to the wine press to draw out 50 vessels out of the press, there were but 20. I struck you with blasting, hot wind, judgment, and with mildew and with hail in all the labors of your hands. Yet you did not turn to me, says the Lord Jehovah. Consider now from this day forward, from the 24th day of the 9th month Kislev, November-December. Even from the day that the foundation of the Lord's, Jehovah's, temple was laid, consider it. Is the seed yet in the barn? Yes, as yet the vine, and the fig tree, and the pomegranate, and the olive tree, have not brought forth. From this day forward I will bless you." And again the word of the Lord, Jehovah, came to Haggai in the 24th day of the month, saying, "Speak to Zerubbabel, governor of Judah, saying, I will shake the heavens and the earth. And I will overthrow the throne of kingdoms, and I will destroy the strength of the kingdoms of the heathen, ungodly nations. And I will overthrow the chariots, and those who ride in them. And the horses and their riders shall come down, everyone by the sword of his brother. In that day, says the Lord, Jehovah, of hosts, I will take you, O Zerubbabel, my servant, the son of Shealtiel, says the Lord Jehovah, and will make you as a signet ring, because I have chosen you, says the Lord Jehovah, of hosts, armies, multitudes.